Rosa.
You are now listening to Fancy Plans and Things Radio.
It's Friday, and if you're a part of the Patreon crew, it is officially Friday Eve, hunty. Yes. Hi, if you are just now tuning into Fancy Plans and Things Radio, welcome to the show. I'm your host, Queen, and over here, we like to keep it real and raw. We talk about the bigs behind the planners, and we love to talk about the planner issues in the community, and we just love to share everybody's story here. So if you are into that, you have now found yourself a new podcast, and I just want to say, welcome, Hensie. Welcome to the Royal Gang family. Now, if you are oldie but a goodie, you always here every week for your girl, Queen. You out here supporting her, cheering her on. Yes, Hensie, welcome back. Welcome back. I have missed you guys. Oh my God, I cannot believe it has been officially 2 weeks since I've been in here talking to you, babes. But let me just say this. I do want to shout out my Patreon crew for supporting me, for holding me down. You guys were completely understanding of why the show was not up. I will be doing a Queentober wrap up fully, like a bonus episode to wrap up and talk about all the things that happened in Queentober and give you guys some like updates and lifestyle things that are going on. So if you guys want to know any of that stuff and you are not a part of the Patreon, I suggest you go sign up so you guys can get in on the bonus content and all the behind the scenes, because yeah, that's where it's at. Okay, we're gonna be lit. There's a lot of content coming for the month of November for Patreon. So if you are not a part of it, you definitely gonna want to be over there with my crew, okay, my Royal Gang family. You're gonna want to slide on over there, because I'm telling you, it is going to be amazing this month. And yeah, you guys, I cannot believe that it has been 2 weeks. I cannot believe that your girl is 36. Okay, 36 is actually the new 26, so I'm gonna be flying fine. Okay, that's what I am, fly and fine. Okay, 36 never looks so good. Yeah, I have really missed you guys so much, and I'm feeling really good today, and I'm really excited about today's episode. It is just a great one, and I was really upset that I had to shove this episode last week, but a lot of things was going on, and I will get into that in, like I said, the bonus episode. But I am so excited to be back for you guys to hear this episode. It is so dope. So before we get into this episode, I'm going to tell you right now, it is a long one, hunty. It is a long one. So make sure you go get you a snack, go get you a drink, okay? And make sure you go grab your notebooks, your planners, your journals, because I guarantee you, you are going to take away something from this episode. And it is a long one. So I'm really excited about it. You guys have not only one queen, but you guys got two queens rocking it for you guys today. And I am so excited. I am so excited to have none other than Robin from Crafty Planner Queen here to chat with me about all the things. And you guys, she is such a dope, inspirational babe, and I am just so excited that she decided to join me. I mean, what better way to wrap up Queentober than with two queens, two dope babes out here in the community, just coming together to give y'all a little bit of babes behind the planners, a little bit of inspiration, a little bit of motivation. I mean, we all could use that, okay? Life of 2021 has been a little rough out here in these streets lately, okay? And I honestly feel like us going through a pandemic and just still working through figuring out what our new normal is, it has just absolutely been crazy out here. But you know what? I am still grateful. I'm still blessed. And I'm so excited that I am able to say that I made it to 36. I'm so blessed to say that I am here talking to you, babes. I have just really missed you, babe, so freaking much. And so I'm just really excited about today's episode. So without further ado, let me go ahead and bring my girl in. Welcome to the show, Robin.
Hi, thanks for having me, Queen.
You're so welcome. How are you today?
I'm doing good. As we were talking about before, it's just a busy, good season for Crafty Planner Queen right now.
Yes, I mean, you really have been just out here. I like to say the words growing and glowing, and you have really been doing that, girl. Excited to see all the things that you have been accomplishing, from like 10K on Instagram. That is amazing.
Yes, it's exciting.
So So when I asked you to be on the show, I had originally planned to have you on a little bit earlier this month. Queentober has just been so crazy and so busy with all the things that I had planned out and going. But I do want to say thank you so much for joining me today and coming on and us getting to have a little bit of girl chat and just kind of talking about all the planner things. And while we're in this amazing, crazy, weird community, but it is, it's you know, the good definitely outweighs the bad. So I was wondering personally, like, how did you come into this like planner community?
So it's funny, I did another podcast and we were laughing because I said I literally stumbled upon the planner community. Like, I've always been a person who collected stationery and notebooks. Like, even when I was in school, I would get all these extra school supplies because I was just really drawn to that stuff. So I always journaled. I read a lot as a kid. I need to get back to that as an adult. But reading, doing book reports, spending time in the library, like, I was that girl. So I loved books and journals and planners, but I didn't know it was a community, you know? So as an adult, in my scrapbooking, so scrapbooking is like my first love, the first craft I ever did. So in that, just using hashtags, I started to see other scrappers. And I was like, okay. Mm-hmm. Then I came across something called scrap planning. So I was like, scrapbooking in a planner, you know,
and Oh nice, okay,
that took a turn to decorative planning and creative journaling, and it just kind of took a mind of its own. And I was like, well, on my personal page, my personal Instagram, nobody gets this, so maybe I'll make a page just exclusively for this. And I did, and that was, I think, almost 3 years ago now. And so that's how I started.
Oh, awesome. Yeah, for me, it was kind of the same way. Like, I didn't really know that there was a thing of, like, decorative planning. I just thought, like, okay, I'm putting these stickers in my planner. I had no idea that there was other grown women putting stickers in their planner. Like, I didn't know. I was like, okay, maybe I'm just weird. But I just kind of started planning and just playing with stickers. And as I was, like I said, I had a beauty page. So I was posting my planner spreads over there. And I started to notice that other people who had planners were like liking my posts and talking about planners. Yeah. And that's how I, you know, kind of got into it. And I was like, oh my God, like when I first came to the planner community, I was like, dang, it's a whole community for real.
It's a whole women world.
Right. That love stickers and papers and planners. And I love the fact that you were scrapbooking. I've tried scrapbooking, but I am not very great at it. Yeah. I'm more of a memory, like, planner type of thing,
right?
Like,
and yeah, I see that in the community. I see that kind of being the same thing. Like, the memory planner is really scrappy because you're just using the scraps and the ephemera to document your day. So memory planner is very close connected, and I still love scrapbooking. And now I've been doing a lot. I've got back into junk journaling, and that just gives me all the feels because it allows me to have my scrapping where there are no words. So my creative journaling, there are words and decoration, but the junk journaling is just telling the story with the paper and with the ephemera. So I love that.
Okay. And I love that you explained it because I've been looking at junk journaling, but I couldn't really figure out, like, am I a junk journaler or am I create? I like to write. So I'm probably more of the creative journaler than junk journaling. But I love seeing your, like, your spreads and, like, the way you lay things down and layer them up. Like, you literally, I know you say crafty planner queen, but you should literally be the layering queen because the way you layer stuff up, I'd be like, dang, I didn't even think of that. Like, how you hit the spine and have it all, like, oh my gosh, like, I can spend hours at a time on your feed just looking at all this.
I really give a lot of that to scrapbooking being the root because I like all the things. I enjoy a nice clean spread too, but I love the layering. So that's where you can join the scrapbooking and the decorative planning. So yeah, I'm really into layers. That's kind of, if I had to say what's my aesthetic, it would be layering and collaging.
Oh, nice. I love it. Yeah, I have been in the planner community for quite some time, but layering really isn't my thing. I'm definitely more of a decorative person than functional, and I had to figure that out. I tried being very functional and trying off the cloth and paper and being very neutral, but that's not it for me. Like, rainbows and all the color I could put on the paper is where I'm at, and I really like that. I even bought some stickers that me and you both had, and I loved looking at the way you laid things out because even the way I used them was completely different. You just kind of bring a refreshing take on journaling, and even like when you use your passion planner daily, it's just a refreshing take to see it put layered up in a way that nobody else would have thought of.
In the community, sometimes I feel like there's a divide against the really minimalist aesthetic women and the women like us who like the rainbows and all the junk, when I'm always like, do what makes, don't try to be a minimalist if that's not your style. Like, I would never just try to plan with black and white because that would drive me crazy, you know?
So
I like to see everybody. I posted this the other day because one of my junk journaling prompts was minimalist. And I was like, wow, I really struggle with this. I guess I'm accepting that I'm a maximalist because I like my stuff. And
yes.
But I also love minimalist aesthetic and I love to see what those women can do. So I like the variety and I like that everyone approaches this decorative crafty planning in a very different way.
Yeah, the same for me. I don't necessarily like neutral. I even did a neutral setup and I was like, I used it for like a month and I was like, this is not me. But I still like looking at people doing the neutral setups because there's somewhere I can pull some inspiration from something, whether it's layering or sticker placement or whatever the case may be. I can still draw inspiration from it. I can just turn it into my rainbow love and heart designs that I love myself. So I think sometimes I think a lot of people shy away from color because it is a little scary, but I absolutely love color. I mean, it's just a part of my life, you know?
Same.
Yeah, I'm definitely Lisa Franked out. Rainbows, that's just my vibe. Yeah. And I think so in this community too, we talk a lot about some of the issues and things that are going on in the community. And I think a lot of that divides us as well. Mm-hmm. But one of the things that I really, really enjoyed was you did a live a little while back when it was real crazy out here. And you were talking about your motto of craft, plan, heal. And it was really inspiring to me because it was, you were bringing a different perspective than all of us were bringing. And it was something that we all needed.
Yeah.
And I know for me that when I look at my planners or being creative, it's a part of me. It's like, if I couldn't be creative, whether it's in my planner or my hair or my makeup or my nails, I just don't know what I would do with myself. It's definitely a therapeutic part of my life. And it's something that I crave.
Yeah.
Right. And as you were talking about those things, I just thought your motto just kind of just spoke to my soul. And it was just something that was like inspiring, but also just something that kind of said, okay, let's take a step back and let's analyze our whys. Let's analyze why we're doing these things. Let's analyze why we're here. And maybe we need to work on some things in ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And so I kind of wanted to know, like, where did you get your mod? Like, where did Craft Plan Heal come from?
So basically when I was making a page and then it was just for fun, you know, I'm like, this is a hobby. But, you know, I know in myself, it's not a secret that I am very creative. So I was like, you know, maybe it will turn into a brand. And I remember reading on one of those like social media moguls pages, they were like, if you're going to have a brand, then you need to have like a tagline or something that is like your mission statement, you know? So Craft Plan Heal was like my 3-word mission statement. It's everything that embodies who I am. It goes, it goes with the brand Craft Planet. Crafty Planner Queen, but it also aligns with my profession, which is therapy. So I put on my Pinterest, my bio on Pinterest is, I'm always trying to find ways to merge being a healer and a maker. So even when I'm doing therapy with people, I pull in creating and I ask them, do they have hobbies or anything that makes them feel alive? And a lot of times the answer is no. So I like to bring to the planner community, yes, we craft, and yes, we plan, but how is it healing us? How is it making us well? How is it inspiring us? Like you said, craving, literally, if I'm feeling down, if I'm feeling dark, I'm going to get that journal and I'm just going to go for it. Whether it's words, whether it's collaging. My collaging is emotional for me because those are my stories. It's just like a painter. Like, this is our art. We just do it with stickers and paper, you know?
Right.
So I just feel really passionate about the amount of healing that comes from creating. And like another example I have is someone came to me and they were dealing with depression because of grief, right? And so we all lose people and it's extremely hard. Like death is one of those things that none of us have control over. I don't think anybody has like this grasp, like, oh, I'm so okay with death. It's just real hard.
It is.
But when I introduced that person to scrapbooking, now we could shift the grief and say, I'm going to take all the pictures and all the memories because this is all I have left. And I'm going to make these stories. And now I have something to look on. I might still have tears in my eyes, but now I'm going through the joyful moments we had together, you know? So that's how I'm just always like jumping the fence of like, the crafting, the planning, and the healing. And then you just put it all together. And that's kind of what I came up with. And then I think doing the collaboration with Arch and Olive, where they let us design our own enamel pen, that was my moment to get my little message out to a bigger, broader audience.
Yes. Yes. I love your message. I just kind of saw it made me step back and say, okay, what, let's heal ourselves, because sometimes we do, when we are in an emotional state or we're passionate about something, we're really like jumping up and down. Mm-hmm. And when I saw your live, I was like, okay, stop jumping up and down. Just take a minute, breathe, and let's see everybody's perspective. We may not be able to agree or disagree on it, but we can respect each other. We can take a moment to listen to someone else's story. We can take a moment to kind of understand where everybody's coming from. And if it's just not in the cards to work out, it's okay. But we can take a moment to respect each other and then just walk away, you know?
Exactly.
And I got that message through you. And I was just like, see, this is why you need somebody that's level-headed that can bring you a message sometimes. Because sometimes when you're seeing only... you're only seeing your side. You're looking through a tunnel and you're only seeing it in one direction. But if you take a moment to just look at all sides.
Yeah.
And to be honest, you know, I love this community. This community is absolutely amazing. But there are moments when you just kind of need a break. Yeah. And I think a lot of it is sometimes when you need that break, you need to work on yourself.
Yeah, I agree. And I just say that this planner community, I talked about it on a, I did a live with Ron Ron DeVoe in her Facebook group the other night, and they, you know, had me come in to talk about planning from a mental health perspective, and I said, the planner community is the most beautiful, toxic place I've ever been, because there is so much beauty, there is so much creativity. I've made real live friends. You know how you have planner friends, and then you're like, that's my friend. Like, I feel like we've known each other for years. I've met those type of people in this community. So I've really grown in this community. So I owe a lot to the community. But when it gets toxic, it gets toxic. When it gets catty, it gets catty.
Catty, yes.
And that's why we have to, like, bring it back in. And I like what you said about when we're emotional, we have to bring it in, like, where's the healing in it? I always use the example, and people are like, what do you mean by that? I always use the example of not making the HP squad when I applied, right? And I always say, like, this is the best thing that ever happened to me. And people are like, but how can that rejection be the best thing that ever happened? And I'm like, because that's when the moment came in, when I realized I wasn't just a good decorative planner inside of a happy planner, but I was crafty planner queen. So I am going to elevate for myself and not just for brands. And that was healing for me. And I'll tell you an example. I don't think I've told anyone in this community, but when that happened, right, and I didn't make it, there were a lot of other women that didn't make it, and they entered me into this group. I don't know who started it, but there was a group that was like, for everyone that had been rejected from the Happy Planner. And mm-hmm. I was like, I don't want to look like, you know, antisocial or anything, but I removed myself from the group because I'm like, I don't want to... keep talking about this brand, number one. I don't want to feel sorry for myself. I want to level up and use my creativity for my good. And that was really healing for me, because that changed everything when I started to create just for myself and not for a brand to notice me, you know?
Yes. And that's something that I had to work through too, because in my head, when everything went down in 2020, I was just like, this is a hot mess. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I'm going to stop using all their planners. I'm going to just have one planner in the lineup. And then we get this year, and it has been a multiple hot messes.
Right.
But one of the things that I had to say to myself was, in that moment when all that stuff happened, was that, why am I doing, like, who am I doing this for? Like, this is my planner, and this is why I keep saying this to a lot of people when they feel down about not, I didn't make the Happy Planner Squad either. I applied in 2019, I didn't make it, and around that time, it was some things that I saw that I didn't like with the company, and I started noticing more and more things, and that's when I said, hey, I'm gonna step away from being a happy planner, because I was defining myself as that moment, right? I was defining myself as that. I said, I am just a planner babe, because I can make a planner in a notebook. I can make a planner in on scrap pieces of paper. As long as I'm planning out my best life, that's what it's meant for, to support myself, to figure out my goals and dreams. That's what it's really about.
Yeah.
And I had to learn that the planner doesn't make me, I make the planner.
Yeah.
And once you figure those things out, and like you said, step away from being this brand, getting this brand to like you or love you and care about you and see you out here in the community, once you start doing it for yourself and growing your own brand, you see things so much different. And when I stepped away from Happy Planner, I completely stepped away. And I was like, I was really nervous. I was like, oh my God, like, I'm going to lose followers. Like, I don't know what I'm doing. And then I was like, girl, they're not here for the planner. They're not here for that planner. They're here for you. They're here for the content that you create, the things that you put inside your planner, the things that you bring to the table. They're here for that. And I don't care what planner you're planning in, girl. All I want to see is what you're layering up this week. Like,
that's right.
That's what I want to see.
That's kind of how I took it. And then, you know, then you have other brands that seek you out and you didn't even have to apply. You know, that started happening and people come and say, I want you to represent me. So you just kind of, you just don't want to measure up your worth as a creative with any brand. It's great if the brands come, but if they don't, you still do it because we'll get to that. But it's your why, you know, why are you really doing it? Are you doing it just for recognition? Because your feelings always going to be hurt. Rejection is a dime a dozen, you know?
Yes. And the rejection is tough. And I do get it. And I think for me personally, like, you gave a lot of girls hope, because that's what was bothering me, that so many babes were feeling like the rejection was too much. When you got to the point where you're starting to feel like you're going to, you know, harm yourself, you're getting to the point where you're lashing out at other people because they can't celebrate that they're excited.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know, at some point, you've got to let the babes who did get in be excited. Mm-hmm. They deserve that. They worked hard. That's what they wanted. That's what they wanted to do. You got to see both sides of it. Mm-hmm. Can we say, okay, well, maybe I wouldn't have did that? Yes. Oh, can we say, like, girl, I don't know why you applied? Yes. But at the end of the day, that was their decision and they should be able to be excited about it. And we have got to learn how to, as adult and especially women, I talk about how we should come together and support each other and truly be about babe support babes. Because at the end of the day, I don't care if you're using an EC, I don't care if you're using a Happy Planner. If you're giving me some content that I can get along with and that I can, you know, inspire me and that I can take something from you and it's feeding my soul, that's what I care about. Exactly. I don't care about what else is going on. That's all that I care about. And that's what it really should boil down to, is that we're supporting each other in this community. But it just didn't. It didn't seem that way.
Yeah.
And when you were like talking to them, like, hey, y'all have got to get it together because this is not what we're looking for.
No, it was like, it was starting to be miserable. Like, I actually look forward to scrolling and watching you guys' stories and seeing what everybody's posting. But it was literally becoming miserable. And I was like, this is not right. We are giving something small so much power over us.
Yes.
You know? And so I think after that, honestly, there was like a little shift that I saw from a lot of people. Like, yeah, I'm going to take my power back. I didn't make it, but I still rock, you know?
Yes.
We had been there the year before, so I was only speaking to them from experience. Like, don't get downtrodden. Don't shut your IG down. Don't stop creating, because if it comes from your heart, that's all that matters, you know?
Absolutely. And I kind of wanted to know from you, like, even though this is your motto, craft, plan, heal, what does those words truly embody to you? Like, what do they truly mean to you outside of just this planner community?
Yeah, so when I put it on my personal page, because like I said, I share tidbits on my personal pages because, like I said, I feel like everyone doesn't understand it, but I don't want to close out an audience that might love it. So when I shared on my personal page, a lot of friends, college friends, colleagues were like, oh, Robin, I want a shirt. I want a pen. So I was like, damn, that's cool. Cause that opens up, you know, more self-promotion and marketing. But the way I described it over there, I didn't even talk about planners. I just said, we all have a craft. We all have something that we're working at, something that's our passion, right?
Right.
We all have a plan. I think we'd be lost if you didn't have like a plan for your life, a plan for where you want to go. And then if you're a spiritual person, there's God's plan, which is even greater than what you could ever imagine.
Right.
And then there's the healing. The healing is where all of it starts to come together, because you can have a craft that you care about and you can have a plan for your life, but it is not going to be linear. It is not going to just be smooth sailing. There are going to be all these mountains and all these valleys, and that's where the healing comes in at. We all need something. We need coping skills. And I feel like as a therapist, I would almost be a hypocrite if I did not have coping skills. So even if I did not do this for the planner community, I will do it for my own personal life, because it's healing for me and it's how I cope. If I have darkness, if I have sadness, if I feel lonely, even times where I don't always feel creative. Sometimes you feel stuck. Mm-hmm. Like, what's the next idea? And that's when I'll start brain dumping, scribbling, whatever, and it comes to me. So I think Craft Plant Hill is really universal. I'm really excited to see where it could go because I do see it outside of the planet community. Like, I want to see everybody and their granny, like, rocking the tees and saying, you know, I have a craft, I have a plan, and I want to heal myself, you know?
Right. And I think the heal really just kind of stuck out to me the most is because life isn't easy. We've talked about this. And I just had this moment. I was talking about it on my live the other day that when I turned 36, I don't know if everybody does this, but like when you turn a certain age, it's like some lights come on and you start reflecting about certain things. And I kind of had this moment of like where I thought like, okay, I'm 36. I don't have children. A lot of you guys know it talks about like the PCOS and stuff like that and the infertility. But maybe as much as it hurts me to say this, maybe my journey isn't to really have children of my own. Maybe my journey is to love on other people's children. Yeah. Maybe my journey is to adopt. Maybe that is my way to become a mom. And it's easier to just kind of like, okay, let me heal my heart and say, okay, this is the path that maybe God has chosen for me. Sometimes we are so holding on to this one idea of something that we want that like, we can't see anything else because we're holding on to that one thing. And I've done that in so many areas of my life. And I said, you know what? This is the year that I'm going to break free and say, I'm going to truly heal my heart of things that and let go of things that I feel like that are not feeding my soul, that are not working for my purpose or working out for my good, because I'm holding on to something. And maybe God is like, if you let that go, I can give you what you really need.
Exactly.
And I'm thinking that heal part has just been something that, I don't know, I've been going over your motto and I was thinking about it. And I said, that heal part is just something that a lot of us need to do and work on ourselves in order to become a better person, because I want to grow. I want to change. As much as I hate change, it's inevitable. You know what I mean? Like it has to happen. But if you don't let change happen and you don't grow, you're going to stay stagnant. You're going to stay in that same place. You're never going to be able to move forward. And if you don't heal yourself, how can you move forward? Because you're going to constantly be fighting those same demons, those same battles. And so I have noticed that now I'm using my planner with more intent. I'm using my journal with more intent. And I'm going into the mindset of like, I even told my friend Katie that I didn't even realize how powerful words and affirmations really were until this year. I've done manifestation and all those things, but words really affect your day and affect your mental and your mindset. And so that is something that I have really just been trying to work on, because me personally, I've had a lot of things happen this year. Like 2021 has been, they thought 2020 was a dumpster fire. I really felt like 2021
they both
was
were.
Just a hot mess. Yeah, it has been a real hot mess. But I am so grateful. Like I told my friend, I said, I woke up on October the 20th, I was 36 years old. And I said, I woke up. I was just grateful that I woke up. If nothing else happened that day, I was just blessed that I woke up. And those are the things that I'm trying to remember, that it's the small things that can help you get to the bigger things, that helps you build those stairs to get to the bigger things. You first have to work on the small things, you know?
Do. And I just think that, I really think that healing, because I am a therapist and because I am an advocate for mental health, the heal is the most important part, because when you are a whole person and a healed person, but don't get me wrong, you won't create some bomb stuff in your brokenness, because I have created in dark moments amazing things, amazing projects, but I can enjoy it. You can't enjoy it until you're healed, right?
Right.
And so I sometimes tell people, like, in our brokenness, we feel like, okay, I'm just trudging through, but I'm still getting a job done. But there's not that joy factor. You know, when we are really, really working on ourselves, it doesn't matter about the plan. This is the most beautiful thing I've learned in the last couple of years since the pandemic came in and flipped everybody's life upside down, that plans are going to change. So that took me from being the type A planner where I need to cross off everything on this list to a more free-hearted, go with the flow. This year is crazy anyway. If I get it done, I do. If I don't, I'm not going to be so hard on myself. And it's mostly been about crafting and healing, because the plan is still there, but it's not as concrete, because we just saw that we don't have as much control as human beings as we think we do, you know?
Right.
Our life can change in the blink of an eye. So it's just very, very fragile. And I think I'm more so I'm moved all the time when people DM me or people write me and say, you inspired me to do a spine spread. You inspired me to journal. But when people come to me and say things like they started doing affirmations or they started doing wellness or they started doing daily gratitude because they were inspired from me, that means the most because I know that now they have something that could change their life and not just their feed. You know? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I started out doing affirmations and I wasn't sure because me and my friend Katie, we do those monthly PC squads. Mm-hmm. And this year was our year of like self-care and wellness. And she had told me, and I made a vision board and it had affirmations.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, I get it. And I still wasn't too sure about it. And I happened to get my passion planner and I said, Robin uses a passion planner. Let me go and see what she's putting in her passion planner. I started out with a daily. And I saw that you had a section where you would just write like affirm and you would write whatever
affirmation. Yeah.
And I said, okay, well, I'm going to do the same thing. So I started doing the same thing.
Yeah.
And I just couldn't believe that, again, you, as much as we talk about positivity, affirmations aren't the same as positivity.
Mm-mm.
I feel like affirmations are things that you are speaking over yourself. You're speaking into yourself. You're breathing life into you. It's a little bit like soul care. You're really taking care of not just your mental, but your soul as well. And that's something that I didn't really, because people don't get it. Like soul care and mental health care is two different things.
Different, yeah.
And I think a lot of people don't understand that. But for me, I needed the affirmations because there's times when I'm afraid of change or I'm worried about like, okay, should I take this opportunity? No, I'm not good enough. No, I'm not good enough. Yeah. But the more that I start speaking those affirmations over myself and saying, I am worthy. I am strong. I am enough. These brands wouldn't come to me if they didn't see something in me. So why am I turning this opportunity down or saying, no, you know, that's okay. No. Take the opportunity, whether you fall on your face, whether it goes great, at least you don't have that what if in you. And so that is something that has been very near and dear to my heart and like super important to me, that affirmations are something that is anybody can use,
mm-hmm.
a child, a grown up, but those are things that you can hold on to every day. Like it's nice to open my planner and I can read my weekly affirmation, or if I have a affirmation for the month that I can go to my monthly section and read my affirmation for the month and continue to say it to myself over and over again. And it doesn't just become where it's just stuck in my head. It's stuck inside of me. Like it's like in my soul. And it's something that I carry with me every day.
Absolutely. Just like negative things. I tell people, if you are a person that deals with rumination or overthinking, that thing is playing in your head over and over and over
again. Mm-hmm.
So if you have the positive affirmation that you're reading at the start of your day, now you have something to fight that, you know, that's more powerful. So I just think it's just great. Affirming yourself, gratitude. People are so surprised when I tell them that if we practice daily gratitude, that takes away from the complaining, which takes away from the depression. Because if I'm saying to myself one good thing that I'm grateful for every day, I'm showing myself that it's not all bad, because your mind can sometimes tell you it's all bad.
Yes.
So it's so much healing in these, you know, we're just using it in a colorful way, but there's so much healing in these planners and these journals. And I just love to see, I get excited to see the women and the men, because we have more men in the community now, just talk about the healing that they get from it.
Yeah, definitely. And I think planning is something that a lot of people just see it as we're writing down our plans or things that we need to do every day. But planning is so much more than that. It is so much more than just us writing in our plans of things that we need to get done. Sometimes we're writing in our goals. Sometimes we're writing in our dreams. Sometimes we're writing in our manifestations and affirmations. Yeah. It is so much deeper than just a few little plans on a piece of paper, because we can write some plans on a sticky note and call it a day.
Right.
But when you have that planner or that journal or even that notebook or whatever you use to plan in, you're able to really zone in on the things that you want to have for your life, the things you want to create for your for you and your family, and really see what's possible. You know, you're able to step kind of outside of your own way and say, I'm going to sit down and I'm going to create something just for me and see where these dreams and these goals are going to take me, you know.
Yeah, and that's how it started. People will say, you know, getting 10K on Instagram, it was not easy, but it is very possible for any creative. And I think people say, like, dang, like, did you just set out and just say, but I didn't. It just kind of was happening by me just showing up and just creating from my heart and just being consistent. But then I am using my planners, and maybe it's not for plans. Maybe this week I'm all about stats. So I'm doing all my stats. What are my numbers that my Etsy shop is doing? What are my numbers that I'm doing over here? How's engagement? Is it low? What can I do to bring it up? So, and then I like to talk to people about the people who don't have a lot of plans, like an older person that's retired or a stay-at-home mom. They feel like they don't have a place sometimes. And I'm like, girl, you can write anything down in these things, and that's your plan, you know?
So right.
I just always want to encourage anyone who's thinking about it, just go for it. You don't have to have this busy life, you know?
Right. And I think that's something that happened to me. I used to think that I had to be so busy, or I'm not writing the same thing that everybody else is writing in their planner. Am I doing it wrong? But there's no right or way to do it, because everybody's life is different. We can't mold our life around somebody else's, because we're not living their day to day. We're living our day to day. So that's something that I had to work on and learn too. And just comparing myself, because that's another thing too. We compare ourselves to other people in the community. And I had to learn, okay, well, why is my spread not looking like her spread? Well, girl, first of all, it's her spread, you know. She's putting her own spin and twist on it. You can't do the same thing she's doing. And so even if I decided that I was going to start layering, my layering is never going to look like yours, because everybody, this is the
so
way
it's just that it's funny that you say that, because even when people said, oh, like, I watched your plan with me and I still couldn't get, you know, my spread or whatever is that, and I said, but it's never going to be exact, because our eye is different and our minds work different, even if we're using the same exact stickers. But that's the beauty of it, and that's what I love. I see the same stickers in this community all the time, but everybody uses them differently, you know?
Right. And that's the one of my favorite things, is that we're all using the same things, but a lot of times we are not doing it the same way. Mm-hmm. And that's one of my favorite things about the community, is that we may be all using the same thing, and it's the sea of every same sticker book, but we're not always using it all the same. Yeah. And then authentically being ourselves. And I've been talking a lot about being authentically, because I've had that trouble of just finding like my authenticity and figuring out how to just completely be myself, because you do get stuck in your head. Well, they ain't gonna like you if you do that. And then you start being yourself a little bit more, and people are like, oh my God, where's this queen been all this time? Or where's this Robin been all this time? We love this girl, you know? And so I have been really focusing on just learning how to just be myself, because I came from the beauty world, and in the beauty world, you know how you really have to be more fake and on, and you have to be turned on all the time, and like, oh my God. And so I posted a picture the other day on my Instagram, and my hubs go, why you post that photo with that fake smile? And I said, that's not my fake smile. He was like, that's your fake smile. And so they know, I kind of laughed, because I was like, yeah, that is my fake smile. But you get so wrapped up in like how you're supposed to look and the things that you're supposed to post and how it's supposed to be, when we don't have to be perfect. Right. We're not perfect people. And I think I struggle with perfectionists a lot when it came to like videos and photos and certain things that I wouldn't post. And I'm learning how to just take every day and authentically be myself. It doesn't have to be a perfect post. It doesn't have to be a perfect picture. As long as I liked it, as long as I enjoy creating it or making it or whatever the case may be, that's all that really matters.
Yeah. And I see that too. I think we all are like that. We want to be on. We want to be our best selves. But it's so funny, because like, I just innately love hair, makeup, and glam, right? But in the house and when we're chilling, I'm just like stripped of all that. So my wife is like, sometimes she'll be like, well, show your face more in your story today. And I'm like, no, because I didn't do my hair and makeup. It's just like, so you still look good, you know? And so and I would do it and be like, you know, you don't always have to be glam. You could just show the real you. So sometimes I am in my pajamas and I'm just chatting in the stories with it. You know, people want to see that side too, you know? And I think I've always struggled with this because, okay, so being a lesbian in the community has not been like, I haven't really had people do too many things like negative, but I have had times where like, I might post me and my wife or post a wedding picture and you'll see like people unfollowing you and stuff. And I'm like, oh, they didn't know that was coming. And so I've always seen that too, like in the workplace, like people can't look at you and tell your sexuality, right? But then I bring my wife to the Christmas party, they're like, eyebrows raised. So I struggle with like, am I going to, that part of my life, my wife is so special to me. So I'm like, am I going to share that part of me with the community? But I'm glad I did, you know, because that's a major part of my life. And
yeah,
you just don't know how people are going to receive you, you know, but it has been
I have been on that side of the coin where it's not really about my sexuality, but people are, they want to know. So they're so invested in you,
yeah,
that they want to know so much about you. But if they see something that they don't like,
yeah,
then they're like, oh, I'm out of here.
I'm turned off. You know
what I mean? Right. I'm turned off. I'm ready to go. I don't like what I see here. Right. So it is so strange, but I feel like you married her. Mm-hmm. You're in love with her. She's a big part of your life. Share, girl. Share all you can because it's your life. It's your page. And I do feel like when people unfollow, it's so weird to me when they unfollow for those types of reasons, whether you're talking about sexuality or you're talking about like people who are homophobic or you're talking about social justice and they unfollow. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's where they need to come and take craft plan and heal, and they need to heal themselves,
right?
Because they got something going on internally that isn't why they can't handle whatever they're seeing, you know.
And then I feel like people weed themselves out, because you know, I call my followers my planet tribe, and I really do care for the people that are in my tribe, and most of them have been really positive, give me great feedback. So I don't want you to be in my tribe if you think negatively about people of color, or if you're not inclusive, period, you know,
right,
about inclusion. So I feel like people will weed themselves out, and I've shared every part of my life from spirituality to my wife, my pup, and all the things that are important to me, you know, because we are whole people behind these planners. And honestly, I find that I'm more drawn to people who have tidbits of themselves in their feet and not just content, you know?
Yes, I think I have found that when I see people who post more about themselves than just their planner, I'm more intrigued about their planner.
Yeah. Right.
Because now I've seen who they are. I've seen their kids. I've seen their husband. I've seen the things that they like to do.
Yeah.
And that's how we get to know each other. And I think a lot of times that when we go to places that is just nothing but content,
mm-hmm.
we forget that there's people behind those accounts. And I think a lot of people forget that there's people behind those accounts. But if they can see your face more, you can interact with them more. And I think that's why stories are really important to me.
Yeah.
And like going live every now and again is really important. And just talking with my community, because they get to see that there's a real person behind
planner.
This account. Right.
And
because a lot of times people just think it's a planner.
Right. In the beginning, I never used to really post myself. My wife would tell me, like, you got to post your face so they can see what you look like. And that's when I saw that shift everything. When you are talking in the stories, like you said, going live, now people feel connected. They feel like,
right,
this is not just, I love the content. The content is great, but now I feel connected. So it is important, and it's so many connections to be made here. There's so many collabs and just different things I still want to do, because there's so much here in this community.
Yeah, and I wanted to ask you, because you talked about talking about collabs. I kind of wanted to ask, how did you love the Archer and Olive team? Because you were on the Archer and Olive team. You were able to create a pen. Like, I mean, I really loved seeing you, your journal, because of course you were junk journaling, you were doing a little bujo here and there, like,
yeah.
I just really love what you created. So how did that go for you?
So Archer and Olive, I have no qualms about saying that has been the best brand I have worked with so far, just because there's a lot of integrity there. Bonnie, who is the creator, she is amazing. She is a mental health advocate that's very open about mental health, her own personal struggles, and why she created her product. She created her product to help people heal. And so that just, they sought me out. And when they sought me out, I felt like it was a perfect matchup, you know? And I just jumped on it. And so when I was talking to another babe in the community, and they were just, I guess this is before any of the other big brands started to offer compensation, right? I was like, well, they better get on the wagon with Archer and Olive, because not only do you get free product, the compensation is great. I got this opportunity to create this pen, which is super special to me. And I don't know, it was just everything about it was like really positive. So even now as an alumni, I'm still always repping, seeing if the new design team members, do they need any guidance? Because I love the product. That's the bulk of the products that I use now are my Archer and Olive journals. I still keep at least one disc bound in rotation, definitely Passion Planner, Passion Planner Daily, but tons of the Archer and Olive products. They're just great products and great people behind it. And that's what kind of just did it for me. But yep, that's been one of the highlights for me with Archer and Olive.
Yeah, I absolutely. So I recently just got an Archer and Olive from my friend Cass for my birthday, and it's one of the blackout designs, and I'm too stoked to use it. Like, it's so pretty. And I was just thinking about, like, with those journals and how she works with her PR team, the fact that she even thought out that, okay, I'm going to offer you guys compensation. I'm going to offer you guys free product. Yeah. I'm here if you guys need anything. This is like something that I thought a lot of companies should really start looking at. Like, the amount of work, because we do a lot of things to be creative and have fun, but the amount of work that we're putting into the things that we create,
it's no joke. I tell everybody, like, content creating is no joke. It is a lot of work. And I want to be compensated for my work. I want to be compensated for my art. So, you know, I'm just like, at this point, especially with how I have worked so hard to reach that milestone of 10K, if it don't make dollars, it don't make sense. And I talk about this on my stories all the time. I said, get paid for your art and don't be shy about it. You know,
negotiate if
you have to, because it is a lot of work. First of all, you have to have the idea. Then I put the idea down on paper. And I always try to think out the box, because I want my stuff to be unique, you know? So you get your ideas together, you use these products from these brands, then you have to do batch content. So I'll have a day where I batch, and I just do different flat lays and different setups and different backgrounds, take pictures. Then I have to edit those pictures. Then I have to decide what's a good time each day where the activity is high to post it. Then you have to have a nice engaging caption, like, it is no joke, you know?
It isn't.
It is worth. If you are using a brand and I'm tagging them and I'm telling people, and people see my spread and they're like, oh, what's that, Archer and Olive? And they go to your site and they make a purchase, or Wrong or whoever I'm affiliated with. Like, I just believe that you should get paid for that, because the companies are making buku bucks off of these creatives. So I'm glad that, you know, some people got the hint and started to compensate.
Right. And you're absolutely right. If it's not making dollars, it's not making sense, because we are putting a lot of work and time into it. Just even last week, I was thinking, I was on vacation, but at the same time, my mind was still about, hey, babe, help me record this reel. Hey, babe, let's take this photo over here, because my mind was still stuck on creating content,
right,
so that I would have things to post when I got back home. And people don't know that we really do honestly spend 24 hours a day thinking about content, how we're going to post these things, what we're going to record next, whether it's a YouTube video, a reel, whether it's a TikTok, Instagram photos. And we honestly, the amount of time and the work that we put into our things, and if you're anything like me, Robin, we don't put things up that we're not proud of.
No, right.
We work really hard. So if imagine all that work we're doing and we're just going to go and just do it for free.
Like,
no, because we went clock into our 9-to-5 for free.
Exactly. Now, when I started out really early, that first year, just making kind of a name for myself and community, I did lots of stuff. I worked with lots of people. I might have PR'd this, did that with no pay, but you just get your name out there. So you have to do that in the beginning. You have to get your feet wet and network.
Right.
But once you network and get your feet wet and you start to build a name for yourself and a brand for yourself, then you can say, all right, yesterday's price is not today's price. Like, okay. And then, you know, you can just continue to elevate yourself. And even with having a shop, I tell people, like, it is no joke. Oh, my goodness. Like, you can't put up a shabby picture. No one's going to buy it. So you have to edit, too, just to put stuff in your shop.
Mm-hmm.
You have to think of a price that's not too high, that's compatible with other shops. This is so much, but it is worth it. And honestly, I don't care if it's $2. I still get so much joy every time those little dings go off. And, you know, you have little things come in. And it's just like, wow, from something that I created with my hands is able to make profits, even if it's a small profit, but it's able to make a profit. So you see your worth coming in other ways, you know, and monetary is one of them. So I tell people, get paid if you can.
Yeah, and you definitely are worth it. I think a lot of people don't think that, because I thought that at first. I was like, well, I'm not worth being paid. But the amount of time and work that I invest in stuff, I am definitely worth being paid. And if they are wanting your work and they're wanting to work with you, they should be able to be willing to pay you. And don't get me wrong, we know that small shops and small companies, they're not able to pay. But even then, their reward program should be the best reward program ever. It should definitely be mutual beneficial for each person.
Yeah,
you know?
Cross promotion, different
right. Content. Yeah, they should be sharing you, tagging you. You should be being able to get free product whenever you want. You know, those types of things. Because it evens out. We are doing a lot of work. And I think a lot of people don't even realize that. Yeah. As content creators, I think they don't understand how much work we really put in.
Right. We're not just sitting around playing with stickers. Like, it is hard.
Right. Because sometimes I'll get up and I'll come in my office and I'll be working. And when I look around, it's 3 o'clock. And I'm like, 3 o'clock? Like, I've been in here this long. You know, and I've got a lot of stuff done, but I still couldn't believe that it's already 3 o'clock and I've been in here since 7 or 8 o'clock in the morning and I've just been taking photos or editing or answering emails and all these things. So being an entrepreneur and being a businesswoman, it is not easy, and we are definitely worth our coins out here.
Yes.
So with all that being said, I kind of wanted to know, like, what is your why?
So it has changed. I think, like I said, when I came in, my why was just, I wanted a place, a safe space where people understood me, because it's not everybody that's adults that playing with paints and stamps and stickers, you know.
Right.
I didn't get it. So I just wanted a tribe. And I got that, but I got so much more. And then my why started to change. So now I'm being very inspired by the other boss babes that I see, women of color and not. So I'm like, you know, I know that I have the talent and the creativity. I look at creativity as a gift. And I feel like a gift comes from God. God gave us all gifts or purpose. And I feel like my purpose, Craft, Plan, and Heal, is a part of my purpose. So how am I going to use these gifts and this creativity to elevate and get on stages and get on different platforms and maybe even see my products in stores one day to inspire the next Black woman, you know, or young Black girl that's creative that says, wow, I can use my creativity to make a mark in this world. Just like I do with going to school and getting those degrees and becoming a therapist. That's all great. But I realized that I was still searching for something. It was wanting to use my creativity too. That's why I said I'm always trying to merge the two, because I love being a healer. I love being a light worker. I love being a soundboard for other people, but the creating still ignites so much passion. So I think my why now is to just see how far I can go with using the things that I create, with using the platform of merging mental health and making, and I wanted to go all the way, you know. I would love, like I said, to end up in your local Michaels or even being a guest speaker on big platforms, maybe Go Wild. Like, I want to really put a voice to my brand. Everything I do is going to be aligned with the whole crafting and planning and healing.
Yes.
I just would like to see it going in places. Like I said, I do want to collab with, I have so many ideas. I want to collab with people. I want to bring people on and do lives with me. I don't know. I feel like sometimes that when you start to elevate in social media is such an illusion, and I feel like people take it really to heart, you know. Like, yeah, I reached 10K, but I'm the same old Robin, you know. But
right.
I feel like people get like a little intimidated by it, and then so I'm like, oh, I would love to like do something with you, and I'm like, oh, like, I don't know about that. I'm like, why? You're amazing, you know? So I want everyone to see themselves the way I see. I see everyone to have creativity. Even my friends that aren't in the community, and they'll say, I don't have a creative bone in my body. I don't believe that. I believe it's there, but you need some inspiration or someone to help pull it out. So I just definitely see myself like collabing and, you know, doing all the things. Some of my big inspirations are like the Heidi Swaps and oh my God, it's fleeing me. What's her name in charge of Gay Day Paper? Amber and people like that. Those are some of my big inspirations. Like, they took their love for making and teaching and creating these workshops. And now, you know, that's, I feel like one day, as much as I love being a therapist, I would not be mad being 100% a creator. And so when I took my little 6-month sabbatical or hiatus from mental health, just because I was really dealing with therapist burnout, I took my creating into overdrive. And that's been from March to now. And now I'm about to go back into therapy, but I'm about to go into it exclusively working for myself. And I think I love that so much more, because now, you know, when you work for other people, you kind of got to go with the modality that they have set there. But come into it and say, you know, crafting or planning or whatever, it's kind of, I like to intertwine that into my therapeutic practice, you know, and see how that works for me. So I also feel like that's going to be really promising.
That's really exciting. And I think being able to do it your way and kind of on your own terms, it would leave you happier. Because I know, like, just going in, clocking in, it's kind of mundane. You're, like, really doing the same thing over and over again. But if it gives you a chance to kind of explore other options, I think that's absolutely amazing. And you just being a therapist in general, I have a lot of family members who have mental health issues. Even just being from me having depression, sometimes I have anxiety. And I just kind of zoned in on that this year, that, like, the last couple of years that my anxiety happens a lot. It just creeps up on me, and at first I just thought, oh, I'm really anxious, but no, I'm having an anxiety attack and I'm freaking out. And I, you know, I have to figure out ways to work through that. So I have really just kind of enjoyed taking time to learn about certain things, what, like my depression and my anxiety, and being able to come to this community and find other like-minded women and men who are dealing with the same thing. Because a lot of us are dealing with anxiety and depression, and that's why we come to the community, to help us kind of decompress and kind of find, you know, ways to be creative. So I think your motto just fits in just perfectly. And I also wanted to say that I think that you are going to be amazing.
Thank you, Queen.
At being on, like, a Go Wild stage. Like, that is definitely going to happen for you. I could see you coming and giving us an inspirational talk, helping getting us in line, okay? Because sometimes we need to get in line. And, you know, helping us heal ourselves from the outside or from the inside out. And just basically, literally saying, okay, these are the tools, here's what you can do to help heal yourself, and so that you can become whole. Because honestly, a lot of times it is that saying of hurt people, it's true, you know. And so if we can find a way to heal ourselves and really become whole, we're able to do so much more. We're able to really show the world what we're all about.
Yeah, definitely. And I'd love to see people in this community just candidly talk about their journeys with mental health, because somebody reading that caption, and like, I don't know about other people, but I'm big on reading the caption. I'm like, read the caption, guys. I read people's whole caption. I don't care how long it is, because sometimes it's that last sentence that they really say what they were trying to say. And maybe that's just a therapist in me. I want to know what's going on. But when you read those captions and you see, then the next person reading it that's feeling the exact same way, they know that they're not alone. And we all go through tough times, you know? And we all go through loss, and we all go through, we get anxious and all those things. So I just feel like in the community, we are more alike. And in the world, we're more alike than we are different. But because people can't see that, that's why there's so much division.
Right.
And I don't know, I just think of where we're just more tolerant and more open. And like the comparison thing, I talked about that on the last platform I was on. I just said, you know, it is human nature to compare. It's not wrong with comparing. It's only if you loathe it, or if you become envious of what you see, or if you become critical of yourself. That's where it gets weird. But there's nothing wrong with saying, dang, that's like really cool, I want to do something like that, or I wish I could tighten up this area. That's actually healthy. It's just a thin line where it can go unhealthy.
Yeah, so that line where I compare myself and I say, well, why are they doing that, or why do they have that and I don't have that, and I was doing that, and why, you know? And it's kind of like, it's not your time. Or it's not for you.
Yeah.
That maybe that's not your calling. Maybe that's not your blessing. You got to let them do what they do, and you do what you do. And it goes back to saying, like, we're holding on to those things that if we would just let go of them, God, the universe, whatever you believe in, could come in and say, okay, I got you. Here's what I got for you. But we're so busy looking at the Joneses. And look, we got to learn too, in looking at other people, we always think like, oh, the grass is so much greener over there. But they lawn could be way, way worse than our lawn. It could be completely towed up.
You,
you know?
I think that's, I take that back to the whole HP thing. I thought that making that squad was going to, I thought that's what was going to propel me into 10K and put me in front of people and being able to get my products out more.
Yes.
But God had a whole nother plan for me. He said it might take a little bit longer, but you're going to do it your way. You're still going to get this. So that's why a lot of my MO is to inspire women who have been rejected from anything in this community to say, mm-hmm. you still can be a boss, babe. Just keep going, you know, because I think a lot of people get really turned off by rejection and you don't see them that much. They kind of wither away from
mm-hmm. And it kind of it's kind of sad because when I got rejected, I wasn't necessarily I wasn't mad that I didn't make it. I was more mad that I didn't see my favorites on the team. Like, right. Oh, how you didn't pick her? You know, I was more mad like that because I felt like, okay, well, woo, thank God. Because for me, sticking with one thing is very hard to do. I don't know how I'm going to wear my hair the next day. So I don't even know why I was even bothering with that.
Yeah, that
but
be and hard.
Again, I had the same mindset that you did. I thought, okay, if I get on the team, this is what's going to get me to the 10K. This is what's going to get me to that. And I'm still not at 10K. I'm close to my goal for this year, which was 7K.
Yeah.
And I have grown so much and so many doors and opportunities have opened for me that I don't think would have opened if I had made it. It wasn't my time. That wasn't my place. That's not where God wanted
me. It just wasn't part of our journey.
And yeah.
You want to know what really opened my eyes? What really opened my eyes was me seeing, and growth isn't everything, but it is something that I put a lot into. I put a lot into growing my audience, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I pay attention to other people's growth too. And I see that people that were women that look like me that were on the squad that still haven't cut the thresholds of 8, 9, or 10K. And they're part of the squad, which means what? Which means that people are following some people on squad, but not others. So there are a lot of layers to that, but that really opened my eyes for me to see, then maybe you wouldn't have went as far with brands as you would just doing it for yourself.
And also, you know, and you speaking about that made me think about something else too. We don't talk a lot about this, but it is 10 times harder for women of color to make it where we need to go in this community versus women who are not of color.
Mm-hmm.
And as much as people say, oh, color doesn't have nothing to do with it, but yes, it does.
Of course.
It really does. I, even as a person of color, sometimes you find yourself saying, okay, well, she made it to 10K and she did this and I'm doing the exact same thing. How come I didn't make it to 10K?
Yep.
And which in essence in your head, it should be the same way. She made 10K, you should make 10K. But that's not how it works out. And we feel but in life, women of color and people of color, we always have to work 10 times harder.
Yeah. I do think
for anything.
I do think that how do I want to say this? I don't want to say it wrong. We're on the podcast. But if I was not a woman of color, right? With the same talent I have, right? With the same things I've put out in this community and the content that I know is top tier content, I probably would have 20K if I wasn't a woman.
Oh, yeah.
So I will say that. So yeah, I'm not blind to that. I recognize that it's harder. And that's why I put hashtag Black Creative. And I know people get so annoyed. Why do you have to say Black Creative? Why do you have to say Black Content Creator? But that's what I am. And I am different. It is
right.
Being a Black creative. It just is. It's harder. It's different. There are curves that I have to go around that other people don't have to go around, but I don't victimize it at all because I don't feel like a victim. I feel like I'm going to be victorious. It just might take me a little bit longer to run the marathon. You know?
Right. And if we look at it in that way and we look at things differently, because even for me, I was comparing numbers and I was saying, why am I not here? And this person is over here. Why am I not doing this? And this person is doing this. And we're doing the same thing, but I'm not. And it was like, this may not be the path for you. This may not be the journey for you. And the same thing, like when I was right before I decided that I was going to just move away from using an actual, you know, happy planner, mm-hmm. I kept saying to myself, okay, for a business move, it would just make sense to just have a discount planner.
Mm-hmm.
And then I moved away from that. And I promise you, Robin, literally the next day when I put up a podcast that this is the best decision I ever made. I'm not using their products anymore. I will use what I have and that's it.
Right.
The next day, companies were like, hey, girl, I want to reach out and work with you. Wow. Hey, I want to do this. And I'm looking around like, so that's all I had to do. God was like, all you needed to do was just let this go. You were so busy trying to hold on to this, thinking that this would get you your numbers and this would get you this.
Yeah.
but it was holding you back. And the moment that you let go of those things that you're holding on to, so many more doors open up. And even as us being Black content creators, I am starting to see the shift and the change where people are being more aware and people are gravitating towards more of the Black content creators. Yeah. And we are building up a community of our own, and we're really trying to be. And that's why I talk about Babe Support Babes, because I want to support all women, but it is definitely important for me to support the Black women in this community and the Black men in this community, because we need it. We need to be supporting each other. We need to be standing together. And I think a lot of times when confusion and things happen in the community, the first thing people try to go for is to divide us.
Divide, yeah.
And if we fall for that, you know what I mean? We will be out here at each other's throats. But my main goal is to never forget that I want to be here supporting my brothers and sisters in this community, because we all need that. And that is the most important thing to me, is to always support and love on my people in this community.
Absolutely. And I tell people, it's not hard. It's not always a purchase. It's a share. I have 10K now. Mm-hmm. So if my sister who has 4K launches something and I share it in my stories, I'm supporting her, you know? It is like, it's not.
It's free 99. You don't even have to pay for anything. A share is free. A like is free. Sending it to your friend, say, hey, girl, check this out. It's free. Yeah. You don't have to, you don't always have to give something in monetary. The things that you could do for free, do it for free.
Yeah.
And so, you know, that was something that I talk a lot about, like, especially like small shops. I wanted to make sure that I'm showcasing women in the community who have small shops and small brands, so people can see that these Black women are out here being dope and trying to get their bag, and that we have amazing Black content creators out here.
Yeah, and I think that's how I've turned it around for my good. I still keep my discount plan, but now, and some people have FOMO, the whole fear of missing out. I just never been that person. I haven't bought an HP product in I don't know how long, but I have all these discs, I have all these guts, and I just keep revamping it. But now I use my own stickers that I created, or another small shop. So when people are looking at the spread, everybody has a discount plan, but they're like, oh, where'd you get those stickers from? You know,
mm-hmm.
they can click that link and go to this person's shop or go to my shop. So that's how you flip it around and really make it work for your good. You know, you have to just dig deep into your bag and say, like, I'm creating for myself. I'm creating because it feels good. I'm not creating to ever keep up or, you know, compare. It's just for you. And if you make money off, it's great. But I guess that's kind of how I've been successful. I would say I'm a very intentional person. So I don't set out because I want to make this X amount of dollars off something. Even though I speak about we should monetize, I create from my heart and I make stuff that I love, that I want to see in the community, right? And then it just makes money and it's a plus. But if you just put the dollar sign in front of you and let that lead you, that's not always going to lead you on the right path.
So right.
Create things that you love, and then the money will come, you know,
right.
The opportunities will come. And that's how I've just been true to that. And when I talk about the stats, I just always like to give out tips to other creatives that I make my next best thing off my last best thing. So if last week, true story, I just started using a blackout Bujo. I've had tons from Archer and Olive because they give us all those products. I just wasn't inspired yet to know what I wanted to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
So for the Halloween, you know, spooky month, I'm like, oh, I'll start using the blackout. I used my blackout and the spread went crazy. Like, it got almost like 500 likes, which was like really good. That's pretty good content in the middle of the week. So I was like, okay. So since that was my highest stat from that week, that next week, I bought back another blackout spread I knew that was going to be in my content for the week, and it did well again. And I use the same similar aesthetic. So basically, if you did something that was kick, when I first ever made a spine spread, the reaction was so like, I was like, dang, you know, this is an aesthetic that I love. But the reaction and the response was so great. That's when I just was like, okay, I'm going to keep sprinkling this in. And that was really responsible for probably my first year of real growth. People were drawn to that, like, ooh, that's interesting, you know? So if you have something that's kick butt, I don't know if I can curse on here, but if you have something that's really great, keep doing that thing.
Right. And that's something that I had to learn, too, is that if you are, like, I'm very big on posting. My husband be like, what you doing? I was like, it's 6:45. You know what time it is? I got to post. I'm very much a strickler on my posting times. On the weekends, I have like a set certain time. My alarm goes. He's like, your alarm going off because I have alarm set to let myself know. Okay, you need to get ready to post. If you are consistent, because a lot of people don't know that consistency is key. Like, if you're not consistent, if you're not looking at your numbers, if you're not seeing what people are liking or what's trending. Because for me, I was really against Reels. I don't know why, but I was really against Reels. Right. Do you not know that's my favorite thing to create now? But I was really, it was really against them when they first came out. But it is key that you try them out. Because they do help grow your page. They do help people see you and say, okay, well, I kind of like her vibe. Let me go see what she's about. And it's a way to...
numbers on the plays. I was like, dang, that gets a lot of play. Reels go throughout the whole community. Now, me, as much as I took theater and stuff when I was younger, and I loved talking to people, but my wife was like, do more reels with your face. She was like, okay, the creating is good. So I told her, once I hit 10K, I will do more reels. Talking about, I ain't doing no dancing, but I will do more.
Okay, I did TikTok, one dancing
I like
one.
It. I love the dancing on TikTok, and I actually like to dance in real life, but I'm not doing it on my page.
I did one dancing one, and when I tell you, I told my hubs, I said, I can't believe this Apple Watch did not say that I've been in here working out because I'm in here sweating.
Okay, I gotta go see your dancing one.
And girl, it is not right. It is completely the wrong dance. I think I got the wrong music. It's a hot mess. But I had so much fun creating it. And I think that is where we also have to remember, have fun in creating.
Yeah.
If people can tell that you had a good time in creating whatever you're creating,
they're into that, you know.
They're like into that.
Using, you know, certain voiceovers I think are hilarious. That sound bite is what's going to draw somebody to that video and just they cracking up. And it's just fun. I like to see people have fun in it. I hate to hear that some people say planning is not fun for them anymore because whatever's happened, like drama, whatever. Mm-hmm. I said, take a break, do what you have to do, and come back because you want it to be fun. This is my little happy place. Like I said, I get excited. Like, okay, I'm about to get up and scroll and see what the girls are doing, you know?
Yes. And you know what? As many as bad things that have happened, I'm still excited about this community. I'm still excited to come back because the good definitely outweighs the bad.
It does.
The friendships, the bonds, the conversations, it outweighs the bad.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, we have moments where sometimes we're all catty and with the drama going on. Mm-hmm. But when it's just chilled, we're out here planning our best lives. We're out here stickering our paper. We're out here laughing and joking and having a good time. That's what keeps me in this community.
Yeah.
The friendships that I have made, the bonds, the conversations that we have behind the scenes, those are the things that keep me in this community.
Yes. Yeah, so I'm real big on voice memo because, like I said, I do like to talk to people. And sometimes you got to hear my voice because we just having a good time and we're laughing. So I will voice memo one of my babes. You know, we've done it before.
Yes.
Like, do you know what happened? And, like, that type of stuff makes my day because nobody would get it. But I tell my wife about, like, playing drama, but she's like.
Right, my hubs don't. He don't even care. He be like, okay.
Right.
And so, but when I call my planner friend and I tell her what happened, she like, girl, yes, I saw it too.
Exactly. So, you know. So nobody gets it like another planner babe.
Right. And even when we're talking about planners and stickers, and even we get excited for new releases. Mm-hmm. I don't know if this happens, but my spouse, he don't get it. He just be like, okay, so it's another sticker. But in our world, it's not another sticker. This
it's
is
a big
new.
Deal,
it's fresh.
I need to get on there, and I need to get it before it's all sold out. They don't get it.
Right. Don't understand it at all. And he'd be like, do you have enough of this stuff? You never have enough stickers, baby. You never have enough.
I have built such a collection and such a stash. I'm always like, I need you to put up a new shelf. She's like, what? Because you become a collector. You know, we use these things. I'm definitely not a hoarder. I definitely use my stuff, but you just acquire so much. And then I do swaps, and then people gift me things, and then I get freebies. So I just have a lot of stuff.
I am in between. I am definitely a hoarder. I'd be like, ooh, this is cute. Can't use it. Gotta save it. But I have been really working on that. Like, okay, I bought some stickers the other day and they're already in my planner. So I'm so proud of myself because these would have sat here for at least a year. But I'm working on, like, put the stickers in the planner. Like, you bought them, put them in the planner. That's what you bought them for. So hopefully I'll do a little bit better, but I have really been working on just using up the products, because you're right, you do become a collector. There's so many different brands and shops out here. Like,
yeah,
I recently got sucked into this Simply Gilded washi, and I'm just like,
oh my god. See, I've never gotten to the face, but I see them and I'm like, oh, it's so pretty. There's a lot of washi like artists, and I'm so like enthralled with what they can do with washi.
Yes,
they, a lot of them use the Simply Gilded, so it's really beautiful. But yeah, it's still so many things I want to try. So that's why I always say I'm a planner enthusiast, a journal enthusiast, because I'm always looking for what's new. Like, 2022 is coming, and I'm looking for what's like a new planner. I always want to try out new planners, because that's the whole part of being an enthusiast. If I didn't like it, I could tell my audience, oh, it wasn't for me. But if I did, and you know, we just introduce new stuff to each other, but I'm always looking at different stuff. People send me, I have art crayons and stuff here that I have been hoarding. I need to use more, my inks and stuff like that, because I get so caught up in the paper. I think that's what I have more paper than anything, even more than stickers. I am a paper girl.
Yeah, I love paper. My mom makes fun of me. I have an obsession with papers and purses. And she said, you are your grandmama's child, because my grandmama loved purses, paper, and pens. And I love the same thing. So I definitely got it from her. And I love, and my grandma, she's a pen snob, and we got to have our bougie pens. And yeah. So yeah, but I think just us collecting, and just not just collecting, but making sure that we're using the products too. Mm-hmm. And so it's something that I have really been into, is just making sure I'm using the stuff, creating like things that I truly love. Because I noticed that once you create something that you truly love, you truly enjoy, everybody else loves it too.
That's true.
You know? And I think they can see it.
My passion and my love for daily planning, which has been a game changer for me, and saw how people were just so like loving the pages. You know, I'm like, yeah, like, I've seen so many people, some people have wrote me and said, I'm a daily planner now, because it's something about having your weekly view, but then there's something about breaking, because we can only take it one day at a time. So it's something about breaking down just that one day at a time. Now, what I will say, my advice is always to plan like a week ahead if you can, because it gets way too hard to decorate every day. You know?
Yes, that was happening to me.
Multiple pages, because if you don't, it's like, now I have a blank page, and for me, I just can't write on a blank page. It's like, I can't.
She was like, a blank page, no ma'am.
It just feels so weird to me. And my friends are like, so my friends are the opposite. My friends are not in the planning community. They're like, it's no way that I could sit down and do stickers. I just write.
Right. No, that's what happened to me. I started out with a passion planner daily, and I went searching for people who were using a daily, and I found you and a few other babes. And that's where I learned the little affirmation square thing. Right. And I was like, okay, all right, I'm going to do that. But after a while, I was like, I cannot write on this plain white paper, and it's stressing me out to have to decorate it every day. Yeah. So then I was like, well, I'm going to just get a passion planner weekly, because boom, I can decorate the whole week, and then I don't have to feel so stressed. But yes. Now I'm back to missing my daily, because you're right. It is something about breaking down certain things
and
setting them aside.
Yeah, I do like a top. So when I open the page, it's decorated. My whole motto is like, on the weekend, if you can, try to do as many pre-pages as you can, and then take pictures of it or whatever if you're going to put it up. But my whole thing is, when I break down that day, I have the positive affirmation. I have the top three things that are like non-negotiable. They have to be done that day. And everything else is kind of like memory keeping. Oh, this happened. Oh, spoke to this person, or this person dropped by. I even track like my meals, my steps, you know. It just really documents your day. So when I go back to an old passion planner and just pop in any random day, it's a snapshot of my whole day. So I just really love that. But yeah, it will get stressful on you if you don't plan ahead. It's like, that, I think that's what turns people away from, because there aren't a lot, not that I found, that do use the daily. There are a few, but I was scrambling for inspiration too when I first got it, but I just had to inspire myself, because I didn't see, and I saw nobody that really goes as eclectic as I go. They kind of was keeping it safe, you know?
Right. But I actually liked the way you were decorating. It helped me kind of figure out how I could work in the daily. And then also I was able to kind of figure out, like I said, I figured out the affirmation thing, and I started doing that. And then it led me into, like, when I use my weekly passion planner, that either if I don't do affirmations, I try to have like a gratitude section of things that I'm just really grateful for, and I make sure to really write those things down and write down the good things that happened to me throughout the week. Because as bad as life can get sometimes, there's always one good thing in a week. Always one good thing. At least whether something. It's if it's just a good meal, whether you just were able to spend time with your spouse and watch a movie, you know, you went out for ice cream, anything. There's one good thing throughout that week that you can say, okay, this is the one good thing that happened to me this week that I'm grateful for.
And I think that's why I like passion planning, because it really asks you, like, what's the best thing that happened today? And some days you're scrambling, like, today was a nightmare, but like you said, I'll say, okay, wind it down and watch Netflix with Bae. That's a good thing, you know?
Right. So
just trying to find the small. I love the weekly passion planner because I use them both together. I love that one because it has so much space. I like that bottom section with all that infinite space and your to-dos at the bottom. So it gives me a lot of room to navigate. What I'll say with my vertical, I like my vertical, but sometimes it just doesn't give me enough room. And so that's why I like passion plan. I think it gives more room.
Right. And that's where I use the space at the bottom is where I journal. And then I write like a list of self-care things that I want to do. And self-care can be so basic. It could just be something like I did a fresh mani set or did my own pedi or something. It could just be super basic, but it's just something where I remind myself to take care of myself, like whether I'm doing hair care routine or skincare, it's something that's just for me to take care of me. And I've noticed even in doing that, it has made my mood and my, like, me wanting to sit down in my planner. And when I open my planner, okay, well, did I do my self-care this week? You know, and I like to see that I did it. And so, yeah, it has really been helpful, a helpful tool for me in my passion planner. It's kind of weird because I've used a lot of planners and I've loved a lot of planners, but I almost feel like my passion planner, which is my wellness planner, is kind of like my lifeline. It's the planner that I pick up the most, you know?
Yeah, me same. I pick up that one the most. I love them all. They all have different purposes, but I pick up that one that I'm going to use that passion planner.
Right.
So, passion planner, it was another company that reached out, and, you know, I think at the same time, we become ambassadors for them. I just love to use their products, so I was just very, you know, honored and flattered that they even saw something there. And I think a lot of people have told me, yeah, I started using that passion planner because I do like discs or rings, something where I can take the page out. I didn't know I would like book bound. I thought that I thought it would restrict me. You know, like, well, I can't take the pages out, but I don't feel that way.
Yeah, I don't either, and it's so funny. Because I use all my planners are ring bound. Like, I have an A5 wide, I have a A5, I have a B6. So they're all rings. But for some reason, this passion planner, not being able to take something out or shuffle it around, it doesn't bother me. Like, I don't even think about it. Like, I'm just so excited to sit down, crack it open, and get to writing. Like, that's my thing. So, yeah, I think overall, all the planners are amazing. But the passion planner has just really, it has been my thing.
It's been my thing this year. I'm definitely going to bring something new on for next year. I was kind of asking, taking a poll in my stories, but I'm gonna bring something new. I was looking at all different types of things, but I want to have something new and something fresh in there. Definitely doing a lot of memory keeping. So this month I did October Daily, which I'm doing well on because I'm just doing a little small booklet, but I'm not going in like I'm going to go in with December Daily. So I started my December Daily like in August, because I was determined this year to have all the pages decorated so I can just document.
Nice. And that's something that maybe will help me with the daily, is to just take a moment where, okay, if I'm sitting down on the weekend, decorate at least 3 pages. So then if I have like Sunday, Monday, Tuesday done, then by the time Tuesday come, I can sit down and do Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and then it'll be days in a row. But that was really what was taking me, like, kind of turning me off from the daily, was that I just couldn't keep up with decorating, and so I would get frustrated. My hub's like, just use pen and a highlighter, and I'm like, I need some stickers. He's like, I need some washi tape. Like, no.
Like, today I haven't decorated my daily for today yet, but when I sit down to do it this evening, I'm gonna do today through like Wednesday, and then when I know Wednesday's coming, I'm like, I don't have no more left, and I'll do a few more. So I choose how to do it. I do the same thing for creative journaling. Decorate like 5 to 7 pages. I'll just go on a spree, because that's what draws us to, for me, that when people ask what you like about decorative planning, the stickers and the washing, all that, it pulls me in. It makes me want to engage with it. And I think something I've gotten really much better with, because I love the before look, it's so clean and beautiful. But this year, I really got into showing more after the pins, because I really use my planners, and I want people to see, like how you saw the positive affirmation. I want people to see, unless it's something super personal that I might blur, but most of the time it's not personal, it's just my life. I want people to see that you're using them and how they can be used. You know, I like when they get super chunky. So,
yeah.
I'm a planner enthusiast, but I'm actually using these planners and journals.
Yeah, and I think for me, it too, was seeing like your, I think you posted this post and it was like you had written all in your journal and you were like talking about your day and how things were, how you were wanting things to change for you, and you had like this big, I was like, wow, like I was really into that. And I, like I said, it helped me, because again, I was figuring out like the affirmations and how important they were. And again, I will tell anybody, you guys are out here listening, start using some affirmations in your planner, affirmations in a notebook, just some place that you know that you're gonna open up every day, because they really do just feed your soul.
They do. It's changed my, that has been one of the things that I say has changed my life, positively affirming myself, because sometimes yesterday's junk lingers over to the next day and you wake up still thinking about it. But if you have that positive affirmation, now I'm putting this marker over me that's saying I am well, everything that I touch will succeed, my creativity is, you know, whatever. And like I said, it speaks to that negative self-talk, because it's real easy to negative self-talk, you know?
It definitely is, yeah. And that's something that I have to work on, too, is, like, making sure that I'm speaking positive things out of my mouth, because a lot of people don't know how powerful words are.
Yeah.
And as long as you keep saying these negative things or these things that that really are taking digs at who you are as a person, they linger over you. And you know, I even speak about money differently. People are always like, oh, I'm broke. Don't say that, because you're gonna be broke. You're speaking that over you. So we just be like, you know, we're recirculating our money.
Maybe you're fine to me easily, you know?
Changing up how you're saying the thing that you're saying, because when you're speaking those words, you're speaking, you don't even realize it, but you're speaking over yourself. You're speaking that, those things into action. And so I have really learned to, like, okay, we got to change up how we say certain things.
Yeah, I think, because mindset and mind shift and word shift is important. I remember it was a really profound moment when someone came into my office, and I think this all the time, but I guess I had never really said it to a client. And they said, you know, I just feel so empty inside because depression has taken over my life, right? That's, I just told them, you know, some things just come to you, and that's, you know, you get spirit or whatever. But I said, remember that you have depression, but depression doesn't have you.
Yes.
And just like the way that they looked at me, like something just clicked. And then I always started using that with other clients, like, you have anxiety, but it doesn't have you. Because sometimes the thing that's looming over you, whether it's mental health, whatever, you feel like it does have a hold of you. But when you turn it around and you say, you are not going to ruin my day today, you are not going to take over my life, it's really powerful, you know? You got to fight this mental health stuff like you was fighting for your life, you know?
Exactly. You got to take your power back. And I think a lot of us, when we take our power back, it is so refreshing, because for so long we were living in that mental space of that this has me beat and I can't do any better. So when you start taking your power back, it is just really refreshing to see how things can change for you and how, like, your life is moving in a different direction. So I have really learned that positive affirmations, and learning the difference between positivity and toxic positivity, because not all positivity is actually positivity. It's just wrapped up in something else. And I have learned that I can't keep burying certain things. And that's why your motto was kind of speaking to me, craft, plan, heal, because it was, I'm really healing myself. I'm really trying to become a better person. I'm trying to grow. And that's why I was talking a lot about your live. It made me say, okay, stop for a moment. See what they're trying to say. Okay, we may not be able to agree or even agree to disagree, okay, but let's respect each other and move to our separate corners, you know what I mean? Like, okay, cool, I'm here,
we're not gonna come to that same page, but we gotta respect each other, or it's now it's unraveling from both ends, you know. And this is a place that we love, so we have to nurture the planet community because it's the place that we love. If we don't nurture it, it's gonna really be a shit.
Right, it's gonna fall apart.
Yeah, so I think that was like a pivotal moment, because I just never want to see people fit. I mean, people are always gonna have dark, there are always gonna be sad moments, but you don't want to see people not wanting to be here because
or getting ready to hurt themselves,
but not feeling accepted or not worthy. So I don't know. I just think I do a lot of affirming. That's just a part of my brand. Just like, all right, you know, even if I'm not having the best day, I try to get on with high energy. And sometimes people say, you know, that made my day, or that live, or that story. You just never, people are always watching, and you never know who are affecting someone's life, you know?
Yeah, definitely. So we have had, I mean, we've talked about it all. We've talked about Craft Plan Heal. We've broken it down. We talked about how you came into the planner community. We talked about what is your why. And I'm just grateful that you were able to join me today. You know, I got another queen in the building.
Yes, I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Yeah, so I'm just happy that you were able to join me, and we would be able to just kind of discuss all the topics and all the things. Is there anything else you want to tell the listeners, maybe about your Etsy shop, because you also have a shop?
Yeah, I just want to tell them to definitely check me out on Instagram. I'm very, very active over there at craftyplanner_queen. I also have a Patreon where I teach people. I say you have the creativity, but I give you more tools on how to be a crafty planner. So that's over on Patreon. And then my Etsy shop is Crafty Planner Queen, all types of planner, journaling, scrapbooking, merch now with the
Crafty Planner.
So check me out, guys, and I appreciate all your support.
Yes, definitely go follow her. I will have Crafty Planner Queen linked in the description bar. You guys can go over and check out Robin. She is such a dope babe, and I'm so grateful that you were able to join me today. So, yeah, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me, Queen.
You're welcome, babe. Bye.
Bye.
Yes, you guys, this episode was absolutely freaking amazing. I thank you again, Robin, so much for just joining me. I mean, what better way? I'll say it again. What better way to end Queentober than with two queens, honey? Okay, yes, two queens out here trying to do their thing in this planner community, and two Black queens at that. Okay, melanin magic, Black girl magic. It is giving me it all, and I am so grateful to Robin for just coming to join me and helping me wrap up Queentober. This episode is just absolutely freaking amazing and such a joy, and I had so much fun talking to Robin. So yeah, again, I thank you, Robin, so much for joining me. And yeah, I know you guys enjoyed this episode. You guys, I am just blown away. Okay, I am super excited, I'm super blessed. I hope you guys are out here having an amazing Friday, have an amazing weekend. Remember that Sunday is self-care Sunday. Make sure you do something to take care of you, because you are important, okay? And you cannot pour from an empty cup. So make sure you take time to relax, recharge, and that way you'll be ready for the week to take on Monday, because we know Monday, okay, Monday is coming whether we want it to or not. It is coming for us, okay? But make sure you guys go out and enjoy this weekend. I thank you guys so much for tuning in, and with that being said, until next Friday, stay fancy.